Good morning. Wow. You're all awake and alert. That's awesome. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Awesome and most holy God, we have gathered here this morning to worship you, to praise you, to thank you, and to hear from your word. We pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us, that you would help us, Lord, and encourage us and provoke us to be the people you have called us to be and to do the things you've called us to do. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning and welcome to all of our guests. You are cordially invited to stay after. We have a lot of food out in the kitchen for you to partake in, so please plan on staying and enjoying that with us. And at this time, I'm going to ask Bryce to come up for the scouts. So, Bryce.
Color guard, attention. Audience, please rise. Scout salute. Those not in uniform, place your right hand over your heart. Color guard, advance. Color guard, halt. Color guard, post the colors. Audience, please join us as we recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. 2. Color guard, honor your colors. Color guard, return to ranks. Color guard, retreat. Audience at ease.
Thank you, scouts. Thank you for being here. It is a privilege to have you all here. I'll wait for these guys to get seated. In front of you in the chairs are these little white cards. If you would like to have, if you have a prayer request, please take those out, fill them out, and they will be gathered here in just a couple minutes. If you have any praises that you'd like to share, you can also put those on there as well. And then they'll be read up front, and they will be taken and laid up here across the altars, the kneelers. You can come up and get one whenever you feel led to, and then take it home, and it can be prayed over all week. Brock will also take pictures of them so that we can put them online so they will be prayed for by those who are at home. I have announcements that I left the paper for. Yes. Oh, no, not now. Wait for her to get.
I have something I need to say.
And then Bonnie will come up and she'll take care of all that. If anybody here is interested in becoming a Gideon, please see me after service. The Gideons came recruiting for more Gideons, so if you're interested in becoming a Gideon, they will train you, they will help you. All the information, I can give you it right after service. Just see me after that. And at this time, Miss Bonnie's going to come up and not do anything that I know of. Now.
Good morning, church. Good morning. Who's ready for some announcements? Announcements. All right. Good job. Yay. I like that. You should have done it to Pastor. That would have been fun. Not now. But good job listening. All right. Are you ready, Brock?
Something like that.
All right. You gonna lead me or what? All right. So every Sunday morning at 8:45 a.m., Pastor leads us through the Gospel of John class. Did you get to 4? Are you still in 3?
We're going to start 3:16 next week.
Oh, John 3:16 next week. So it's just going through the Bible, studying, talking about it, learning what God's Word is saying to us. So if you would like to join, you are welcome to join. And then after service, we have Sharing Jesus Without Freaking Out class. I believe there's still books available. There's room. All are welcome. If you just want to stop in and see what it's about, you're welcome to do so. That's after service, after you get a snack. The care team meant this morning instead of after service because after service is pretty busy today. February 10th, every Tuesday night, we have our prayer night, 6 p.m. here at the church. If you're able, please join us in prayer. Wednesdays, we have our women's study. We are not meeting this Wednesday. We will reconvene next Wednesday with a potluck. We like to eat. So if you would like to join us, women, all are welcome. All, if you would like to join us, women are welcome. Sorry. Men are not welcome at the women's study. So, imagine that. We need babysitter for the men? Oh, the men can babysit, I think is what she's saying. Okay, yes. Next Saturday, February 14th, that is our next ladies' breakfast here at the church, 9 a.m. Bring a dish to pass. Bring a friend. You can just come for some fellowship and prayer. Our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is February 16th. It's at 2 p.m. Many hands make us warmer. It's going to be cold outside, and so those of us that are outside could use some extra help so that we can take turns getting warm. Be here by 1:45 to help with whatever the truck may bring. We never know what they're going to bring. February 22nd, that is a Sunday, that is our cake auction. Can you hand me those? All of them. Thank you. All right. I don't know if you can notice, but this is empty. Nobody has signed up to bring a cake. We just want to get an idea of who is planning so that we know if we need to, like, hound you. The cake auction, the proceeds will go to Moses and Lisa in Africa to help build their school. We plan this year to have a kids auction, which means stuff for auction that the kids can purchase, so it'll have a $20 limit on the bids so that the kids can actually get something. Because we go a little crazy and spend a lot of money. And then we'll have the adult auction afterwards, I believe, is how it's going to go. If you're going to make something, please sign up. Did I forget anything, Tammy? Oh, yes. Please, if you wouldn't mind, take a piece of paper or something and write down the ingredients in your cake, just so for those that have allergies so they know before they bid and eat it and go to the hospital. So, let's see. I lost my sheet. I'm not going to say that A word again, though. The women are starting a new study called She Belongs. Going to continue with Wednesday nights here at the church. There is a sign-up sheet. If you are wanting to join us, please sign up, women. Women only. I know it's getting kind of... All right. In April 18th, we're going to have a chili cook-off and a game night. That's a Saturday night. More details to come, but if you have or would like to, come up with a chili recipe to enter, we would love to have you. There will be some sort of a prize. All are welcome, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts. You're welcome to come if you would like to join us. Bring your favorite chili recipe. Come play some games. Bryce is looking at me like, what? So, all right. He does. Pastor does all the time. Brock, too, but all right. And then way out in May, we have our ladies' tea party. We will have soon an invite so you can invite your ladies' friends. We would like to have the house packed. So it's a tea party. I believe snack. I wasn't able to make it last year. Food and or breakfast and tea and a speaker. We do have a speaker coming. So, oh, and I forgot. So in April, we have our ladies' breakfast. And we have a wonderful woman from SOAR coming. SOAR is a cafe that, do you remember what it stands for? I don't know. But we went there for breakfast, and basically it is for women who are in need. They're either abusive or they've been human trafficking, but they work there. They provide lodging for them, and they are in need of toilet paper and paper towel. So we are going to do a TP and PT, toilet paper and paper towel drive. So if you would like to bring either one of those to the church, we're going to start next week, run through April 11th. We hope to be able to give them quite a bit, truckload, to take the burden off so that they can devote their time and energy and monies to helping these women get their lives back together. If you have any questions, you can see Tammy or any of the care team. I think we could all ask. Did I forget anything, Tam? Think I got it? All right. What about you, Brock? Did I forget anything? Aunt Jan's giving me the... Oh, I did forget. Happy anniversary, Brock. How many years? 12 years. Awesome. Just ask Lucky. There you go. Yep. All right. Are we ready to collect them? All right. I need some helpers. You too.
All right, it's good to see a lot of smiling faces. I get the opportunity here to talk a little bit about stewardship. And I know the Cub Scouts here know a little bit about stewardship because we didn't get to hear it this morning, but I happen to remember most of the Scout Law, and there's a lot of points in there, a lot of traits in there that make for good stewards, like trustworthy, loyal, obedient, thrifty, we don't waste things, reverent, we have respect. So the definition of stewardship I like to use goes something like taking care of something that belongs to somebody else to accomplish what they want to get done. And I've witnessed the very pack that's visiting us here today doing some stewardship type things. We see you working around the train depot, or the museum, right? Taking care of that. We see you come out here and take care of yard work. Yeah. You rebuild our play area out here for us. And you take care of the school. The school lets you meet there, and you take good care of that. You leave it better than you found it, right? That's one of our scout models. But these things are really, they're not so much about the stuff you're doing. It's about the relationships you're building. It's about the train museum being part of our community, and you're building relationships with leaders and other individuals in our community. You come here, we get to be the charter organization for you, and you're building relationship with the leadership and members here. As Christians, and we own, the church owns the church, the train museum is owned by the community, the school is owned by the community, but we know as Christians that everything we have, everything we're in charge of, everything we see, that's owned by God. He just puts us in charge of these things, and So when we're building relationships with the leaderships in the community, we're taking care of stuff that they care about, right? So what does God care about most? He cares about me. He cares about you. He cares about his children, those of us he created and we're children of his. So I want to read in out of 1 Peter a couple of verses. It's chapter 4, verse 8, if you want to check up on me later, which I suggest. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Well, I struggle with that part, quite frankly. Oh, as each has received a gift, use it. The gifts you receive, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. So God gives us gifts. He gives us things to use. He gives us our time. He gives us our abilities, our strength. He gives us, some of us, he gives a paycheck. So he's asking us to use that to encourage one another. If you get a paycheck, maybe you get to give to the church or give to the poor. If you're strong, like you young men and women are with the Cub Scouts, you get to do physical work to help the community. Maybe you're just a good listener and you can listen to somebody, work through their problems. These are all gifts that God asks us to use, but he asks us to use in everything. Let me read this out of the next verse. In order that in everything God may be glorified through Christ Jesus. So a lot of the times we do our work. We help the church or we help the train museum or we help the school thinking, well, they've already done something for me. I want to give back a little bit. It's real similar to what God has already done something for us. We want to give everything that he gave us back to him and expect nothing in return. But you get something in return. I know, so at your PAC meetings, right, you get awards. How many have gotten an award they didn't even know they were getting? Yeah, me too. And you just did that by being a scout. Maybe you were just having fun. And all of a sudden, you earned an award. That's the way it works with God. If you're giving back to him 100%, you get more. So that's what our stewardship's about. And with that, I'm going to ask my ushers to come up. Oh, I'll grab them. If you'll pray with me, Father God, we do know that you give us everything, and I know you give me so much more than I need. You bless in abundance. And so I want to give back. I want to give back what you, and use what you've given me so that other people will know all about you, Lord Jesus. And we bring our tithes and our offerings here, and there's no expectation coming through that door to pay tithes and offerings, but as children of yours, as Christians and members of our church, you do expect that we would tithe and financially support our church. So I just thank you that we have this opportunity and we are blessed in a way that we can share in the work that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
I have the prayer cards here. Was there anything else that didn't get written down or any word of testimony? Jan? Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Is there anything else? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for you are always inclined to hear us. You're waiting for us to turn to you. Your word says you have not because you ask not. And so we look to you, the one who provides continuously and faithfully. Father, we want to lift up, as Alex Lowe wrote down, we want to lift up all the people in need in our midst. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear those who are hurting. Help us to connect with strangers on the street or in the grocery store, and that we would be filled with your love that transforms. Father, we're lifting up Evan and Hallie's neighbors this morning as their house caught fire. This says the condition of the home is unknown. There were at least two kids, and that is also unknown, the outcome. So we just cover that whole situation in prayer, in earnest prayer. Lord, we lift them up. We thank you for the firefighters. We thank you for the first responders. And we pray for control of the fire and peace for the family and total safety and protection of them. We thank you that you see, you care, you're hurting with them. Father, also lift up to you John Reed's dad in the hospital. We ask that you would help the doctors and staff to determine what is wrong and give them wisdom to determine what to do next. Ask for his peace and his healing as well. Father, we lift up to you our brother Mike, just dealing with some health issues and going back to the doctor on Thursday. We just ask that you would touch his body and completely heal him as you have always done, faithful God. You've carried him through season after season, and we thank you that he is here with us today, and that you love him, and that you have plans for him, and that you don't have any bad sickness planned for him. That is the work of the enemy. It is the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life abundantly. Father, we lift up Lorene and her family as they're traveling. We ask for your travel mercies, and also for Mindy's family as they travel to Pennsylvania this Thursday through Saturday. We just commission angels to go before them and behind them, as your word says. You bless both our coming out and our going in, both now and always. We praise you that Brock and Victoria are celebrating 12 years of marriage. God, we celebrate with you that union and that beautiful family that you started between them. We ask for many, many more blessed years together. Father, we also pray for and give praise for Megan's ability to partake in the clinical trial in Grand Rapids close to home, and that was really up in the air, and they were really hoping to do that. So we thank you, Lord, for hearing and for making a way. We pray for her continued healing, that cancer would just be dissolved and just completely disappear, and the doctors would be confounded with, we don't know what happened. She's just all better. Father, I want to lift up to you our nation. We pray for every single leader. They are your public servant, laying down their life for the values that we all not only believe in, but really have staked our lives on. We praise you for our freedom. We praise you for the men who went before us, laying down their lives to preserve our freedoms. And I do ask, Lord, that you would return this nation to righteousness and justice, as I don't believe that you have finished what you started with the United States, and you are faithful to complete that which you started. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We are sure to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, church, if you would stand and worship with us this morning.
came across a quote by Charles Spurgeon, actually two quotes. The first one is, "Those who dive in the sea of affliction bring up rare pearls." And the other one is in the same vein. Charles Spurgeon said, "I have learned to kiss the waves that throw me up against the rock of ages." So good. I saw a post on Facebook yesterday about a mom of a special needs child who chose to pray, to worship the Lord every single day and to document her journey by posting it on Facebook every single day. And she did that for 1,305 days, and then the child went to heaven. And she said she chose to continue worshiping every day and posting every day, not because she's okay, but because she's not okay, because she is still hurting. She said worship has become her safe place, the place where she lays it all down at his feet. Worship is playing, she hears God louder and the enemy quieter. There's less room for the weight that tries to pull her under. And that's true for us. When we don't feel like worshiping, that's the time when we should worship the most. So let's sing this together.
Just listen, free.
Christ in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
Good.
Good. You guys been enjoying all the snow and the fun stuff outside? So we bring you up here in the mornings. For those that are new to us, we pray over you. And this morning, we're going to pray for you before you go to class. Can you bow your heads with me? Yeah. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you on this morning, with all these kids up here, Lord, we're just blessed to have them as part of our lives, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you watch over each and every one of them, Lord, as they go through their days, Lord. Protect them with the armor, God, Lord, that you provide us. Protect them from the tops of their heads to the toes of their feet, Lord. Watch over them, guide their thoughts, guide their ideas, and guide their actions, Lord. Lord, we just look forward to how you're going to raise them and guide them throughout their whole life. And I just pray that you be with the teachers today, Lord, and may they have a great lesson for them, that they would be something they can leave and remember and carry with them throughout every day, Lord. Just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
God has forgiven you for every sin you ever committed. All you have to do is accept the forgiveness he offers. Am I off? Huh. I am always very quiet. As I said, they're family. God has forgiven you. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with the life he's offering you? Would you join me this morning in prayer? Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your word. We praise you and worship you for the forgiveness, Lord, that is given to us through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to forgive as you forgive. Help us to love as you love. For we need you. For apart from you, we can do nothing. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We ask, Lord, that you bless the food. We thank you for it. We thank you for the time of fellowship that we're about to partake in. We thank you, Lord, for each blessing that you give us each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Those children are coming out. So if you want food, get in line.